This morning on WCHL, Confidence has one candidate for Orange County Sheriff battling down the home stretch.
The intensity is unbelievable.
The early voting numbers were down again to start out this week. During the most dangerous travel holiday of the year, Chapel Hill police were out in full force.
The first week we had 94 charges, and then for the second week we had 174 charges.
And today marks the one-year anniversary of the sneaky addition of a very controversial bill. There's stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill cover of traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports, former Tar Heel Tyler Zeller is headed to Boston. Plus, UNC head football coach Larry Fedora says the defense is going to be something to watch out for this season. And
who is the UNC benefactor paying Rashad McMars $10 million?
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
607 at WCHL, the beginning of another warm day, although not as hot as it has been. We'll have a 60% chance of rain today, our high today in the middle 80s, and a big chance of showers and or thunderstorms, and maybe some locally heavy rainfall late in the day. Orange County Sheriff candidate David Caldwell says he's feeling good about what he calls a history-making election in the upcoming second primary for the office, despite the typical low voter turnout for runoff races. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
The intensity is unbelievable. The amount of people that are involved and more informed has really blown me away.
That's Orange County Sheriff candidate David Caldwell comparing the first six-way Democratic primary for Orange County Sheriff back in May and the runoff election between himself and Charles Blackwood that comes up on July 15th. Nearly 6,000 voters cast ballots in the early voting period leading up to that May primary, which could have determined the next person to take the job since there are no Republicans running. But no clear winner emerged. Blackwood received the most votes at 30%, but 40% was needed to avoid a runoff, and Caldwell was only a little more than 60 votes behind him. Blackwood recently expressed concerns to WCHL that low voter turnout in the runoff could spell trouble for his campaign. Caldwell, however, told WCHL that he was optimistic after 2 days of early voting had been completed, and 481 votes have been cast at the Orange County Board of Elections office in Hillsboro. He said that's actually more than he expected, which is one of the reasons Caldwell said he felt so hopeful.
I think this is going to surprise a lot of people. I don't think it's going to be as low as they think. It's going to be a history-making election.
For another thing, he said, it will mark the first time residents have voted in a new sheriff in 31 years. If elected, Caldwell would be the first African-American Orange County sheriff in a history of the office that dates back to 1752.
Another history-making event that makes this election so important. I think one of the reasons why so many people are excited about it. It's just going to be history-making all around.
Retiring Sheriff Lindy Pendergrass has endorsed Blackwood, who began his career in the Sheriff's Department in 1980 under Sheriff Buck Knight. Caldwell is a lifelong Orange County resident, who's worked for the Carrboro Police Department in addition to 22 years with the Sheriff's Department. Between those two jobs, he served in the Army, in Germany, and Grenada. He told WCHL that his love for Orange County is what kept him coming back, and it's what drives him in this race.
Many people in my neighborhood that I grew up with and went to school with, they left Orange County and didn't come back because they felt there was no opportunity, there was nothing here for them, and things of that nature. I'd like to see Orange County being a place where the families did come back and did stay.
The second primary race between Caldwell and Blackwood has been cordial, and the debate has been thoughtful. But there's been a slight controversy over the issue of campaign signs mysteriously disappearing.
I've received several calls from people saying the signs that they had put up were missing, and asked if I was going to put any more out or purchase any more. And I just advised that was something that we didn't have control over, and I could spend their money, their donations to my campaign a lot better on things that I could control.
Caldwell has picked up endorsements from former primary opponent Andy Cagle, as well as members of the Chapel Hill Town Council, the Carrboro Board of Aldermen, the Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools Board of Education, and the Orange County Board of Commissioners. You can find a link to all of Caldwell's endorsements in this story on our website, chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Early voting numbers continue their downward trend on day three with 141 people casting their ballots for Orange County Sheriff. Charles Blackwood and David Caldwell are in a runoff for the position. The two are separated by just more than 60 votes back in the primary on May 6th. Since neither received more than 40% of the vote, the second place finisher, Caldwell, was able to call for the runoff. Only the Board of Elections headquarters is taking votes in the early voting process because of the historically low turnout for runoffs. All 44 precincts will be open on Election Day, Tuesday, July 15th. The polls open each day this week from 9 until 5 and on Saturday from 9 to 1. Election Day is Tuesday, of course, and all the polls open from 6:30 a.m. until 7:30 p.m. Orange County Board of Elections, in case you're wondering, is located at 208 South Cameron Street in Hillsborough, right next to Orange County Financial Services. WCHL News Time, 6:11. More news in just a moment.
And now it's time for the professionals. Local service, daily insights.
Hi, my name is Stephen Lair, and I'm the franchise owner for Home Instead Senior Care in Chapel Hill. Home Instead Senior Care provides non-medical in-home care for seniors, companionship, meal preparation, medication reminders, on up through personal care and bathing assistance for seniors all throughout Orange and North Chatham County. Well, what I want to talk about today is what I call the white elephant. A lot of the clients we serve have lost their spouses, and we see a huge trend among families and caregivers that we call the white elephant. If you've ever been around someone who's lost a loved one, you've undoubtedly seen this situation played out. Immediately following the loss, everybody offers their heartfelt condolences. A few brave souls may actually offer to reminisce with you about the person you lost, but once the appropriate grieving period has passed, no one mentions their name again. Maybe they're afraid of upsetting their loved one. Maybe they're actually afraid of upsetting themselves. But in both instances, the memory of the departed kind of falls into this conversational abyss that no one dares to broach. And in my mind, the only thing greater than the tragedy of losing the person you love is losing them twice. Imagine if you could never say your wife's name again. For many caregivers and families, avoiding sensitive topics seems like the compassionate thing to do, but in doing it, you actually deny the person you care about not just the joy of reminiscing, but in some cases, you actually deny them an important part of the grieving process. What we do is we encourage our caregivers not to be afraid of the white elephant. Engage the seniors in their life on things that are most important to them. Ask them about their favorite memories. If you close the door on an entire chapter of their life and refuse to talk about it, you'll never really get to know them as a person. Ask them about their wedding day. Ask them about dancing under the stars at the officers' club. Ask them about the hard times, about their biggest mistakes. Ask them about the thing that they love the most. Along the way, you'll hear an unbelievable story, and it's a story that they desperately want to tell you. Well, for more information on this and everything that we do, you can go to homeinstead.com, or you can call us up at 919-933-3300.
This has been The Professionals on WCHL. Local service, daily insights.
All day and all night, this is your home for local news, sports, traffic, weather, and information you can't get anyplace else. This is WCHL, 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, and streaming live wherever you are at chapelboro.com. You're waking up with Ron Stutz.
WCHL News Time is 6:14. Law enforcement officers all over North Carolina recently carried out a two-week Booze It and Lose It initiative called Operation Firecracker in an effort to keep roadways safe around the July 4th holiday. Operation Firecracker was carried out from June 17th through July 6th by proclamation of the North Carolina Department of Transportation and the Governor's Highway Safety Program. Speaking recently with WCHL, Chapel Hill Police Department Public Information Officer Lieutenant Josh Misimore broke down some of the results here in Chapel Hill.
The first week we had 94 charges, 54 for speeding, 4 for DWI, and then for the second week we had 174 charges, 80 for speeding, 12 for seatbelt violations, and 2 for DWI.
Misimore said the DWI numbers may be slightly higher than he provided. He explained that the data he was citing showed only the most serious offenses each individual was charged with. Sometimes, he said, drunk driving didn't make it to the top of the list. During Operation Firecracker, Chapel Hill Police conducted a couple of checkpoints as well as saturation patrols in various sections of Chapel Hill. Governor Pat McCrory has criticized the North Carolina Senate for failing to bridge a budget impasse on education and walking out on educational leadership. theaters during negotiations. The governor made the comments on Wednesday during a meeting of his education cabinet. Senate Republicans walked out of a budget meeting after the House asked educators to speak at that meeting. McCrory said that the Senate should be listening to educators, not walking out on them. He said he's disappointed in the Senate and isn't concerned about agitating them, adding that he needs to stand up for North Carolinians. The Senate's budget includes an 11% teacher raise, but makes cuts in funding for teachers' assistance and to Medicaid to pay for it. McCrory called the raise unrealistic and unsustainable long-term. Today marks the one-year anniversary of the legislature's greatly unfavorable bill, SB 353, also known as the Motorcycle Vagina Bill. The Motorcycle Vagina Bill was originally presented to the Senate as a bill that would increase methods of motorcycle safety. However, in reality, the majority of SB 353 was actually dedicated to accessibility of abortion, which made it difficult for women to access sanitary and reliable clinics. Additionally, it prohibited insurance plans, even those under the Affordable Care Act, to pay for abortions, as well as required the presence of a doctor at all times when it is given drugs for inducing abortions. Abortion rights advocates in North Carolina say they are in the dark about the new rules required by the year-old law that they fear could effectively shut down many of the state's clinics. The law will require abortion clinics to meet the same standards as outpatient surgical centers. The state has 15 abortion clinics. The only facility that had met the current standards for surgical centers no longer provides abortions. Lawmakers and groups like Planned Parenthood are waiting for the State Department of Health and Human Services to draft new rules, but say they've heard nothing yet on what they will look like. The agency would not comment on what the rules would include, but said that it's still working on writing them. The legislature did not set a deadline for when the rules had to be completed. Despite the disapproval of a vast number of North Carolina citizens, the bill was introduced in the middle of the night, which sparked immense controversy over women's rights in the previous session. Speaker of the House and now Republican candidate for U.S. Senate, Tom Tillis, was one of the politicians who worked to make certain that this bill was passed. He continued to push the bill despite the 80% of voters in North Carolina who believed it was not appropriate to include restrictions on abortion within a bill about motorcycle safety. Some politicians spoke out, claiming they did not even know that these changes had been made to include legislation about abortion availability, while others voted despite the abortion pieces in order to increase safety for motorcyclists. There was even a Moral Monday protest focusing exclusively on women's rights and leadership, which followed the passing of the infamous bill. It ended up being one of the largest turnouts the protest event has ever seen and ended in hundreds of people being arrested. SB 353 proved to be a seriously controversial bill that had some calling into question the morality and acceptability of utilizing one particular proposal to pass legislation regarding something that is wholly unrelated. Opponents said it significantly jeopardized women's rights and created a highly unfavorable situation for all members of the North Carolina Senate. WCHO News Time, 6:18. Time now for traffic and weather together, and this traffic report is brought to you by Glass Half Full. Not a lot to report, not so far this morning. The situation will certainly change in a little while. About a half an hour, things will really start to pick up. Rand Northam is in the newsroom. He will be reporting on traffic throughout the morning, as usual. If you have anything that we're not reporting on the air, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL if you like. However you decide to communicate, please do it safely, and we can have you become a WCHL Road Warrior, if you like. Glass Half Full is the friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop. It's right in the heart of downtown Carrboro. The beautiful garden patio is now open for outdoor dining. At the end of the day, it's really nice. Good food, good wine, and lots of fun, too, at Glass Half Full. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather. Cloudy, scattered showers with isolated thunderstorms in our forecast for this morning. The numerous showers and thunderstorms possible for this afternoon. We have a high today in the middle 80s. Chance of rain is 60% all day. Tonight, mostly cloudy, numerous showers, thunderstorms, and then maybe an isolated storm or two after midnight as well. And we could get some really heavy rain in our local area this evening. Our overnight low about 68, still 60% chance of rain. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, only a 20% chance of showers, and that's probably going to be in the morning. And then a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high tomorrow in the middle 80s. 620 at WCHL. It's time now for WCHL Championship Sports. Boston Celtics have added former UNC basketball star Tyler Zeller to their roster in a three-team trade finalized on Wednesday, including the Brooklyn Nets and Cleveland Cavaliers. Zeller, drafted 17th in the first round of the 2012 NBA draft, has averaged 6.9 points and 4.9 rebounds in 147 games. While in Cleveland, the Celtics may have just now found a center to play alongside their string of very talented power forwards. The Nets, who have now gotten Cleveland's Jarrett Jack and Sergei Karasev, have also released point guard Marcus Thornton to join Zeller in Boston, completing the trade that may help the Cleveland Cavaliers bring Miami Heat champion turned free agent LeBron James back to his home state. And, of course, that's where he played his first few seasons in the NBA. North Carolina's Kennedy Meeks is still slimming down. The rising sophomore says he weighs about 270 pounds now. That's down about 45 pounds since he first arrived on the Carolina campus. In an interview with reporters on Wednesday, Meeks said he feels more explosive and can play longer stretches without fatigue. The 6'9 forward weighed 317 pounds last summer, but slimmed down to about 285 for preseason practices. He averaged 7.6 points and 6.1 rebounds in 34 games last season, though he often struggled to finish around the rim or over long-arm defenders inside. Meeks says he's done better in the weight room and wants to weigh 265 pounds for next season. Meeks and rising junior Bryce Johnson will have bigger roles up front for UNC after James Michael McAdoo left school early to pursue a pro basketball career. Head coach Larry Fedora's high-potent, up-tempo Tar Heel football offense receives most of the high-profile attention. The Carolina skipper has been pointing to the other side of the ball as the most improved so far for the 2014 season. WCHL's Matt Oaks takes a closer look at the UNC defensive line.
Coach Fedora is starting to feel more and more comfortable with his big guys up front on the oft-maligned Tar Heel defense that reached its low point in 2013 inside Keenan Stadium when Carolina was completely embarrassed by an East Carolina team that ran UNC ragged in front of the home fans. From that point on, though, progress has slowly been made for defensive coordinator Vic Koning's boys. Earlier in the spring, the coaching staff was especially pleased with the added depth on the line. The probable choices for the defensive tackle positions are two hefty seniors, Ethan Farmer at 6 feet 3 inches and 295 pounds, and Sean Underwood at 6 feet 1 inch and 300 pounds, should provide solid experience for the unit. Farmer took to the field in all 12 games in 2013, and Underwood saw action in 8 contests. But the pair of seniors will have younger athletes nipping at their heels. Junior Justin Thomason and redshirt freshman Greg Webb are both talented options, only further bolstering the depth up front. As far as defensive end, the Tar Heels boast a trio of players who could spend time making Saturday contributions. Although junior Jesse Rogers and sophomore junior Nankondi may have the edge at the position, don't be surprised if highly touted redshirt freshman Nazir Jones and DeJuan Drennan stir things up in opposing teams' backfields. However, the star of this defensive unit is no doubt senior bandit Norkeithus Otis. His place in the starting lineup is unquestioned. Earlier this week, Otis was tabbed as a contender for the Bednarik Award, which goes to the nation's top defensive performer. If Otis follows up his heroics in 2013 with even more improvement, 2014 could shape up to be something special in his Chapel Hill swan song. The competition should be fierce heading into fall practice, but that's good news for the Tar Heels. Despite the brutal losses of Kareem Martin and Tim Jackson to the NFL, the Carolina defensive line appears, at least for the time being, to be in capable hands. Matt Oaks, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Four players will be available during the NFL's supplemental draft today. League spokesman Michael Signora said in an email that New Mexico receiver Chase Clayton, Virginia Lynchburg defensive tackle LaKendrick Ross, and Southern Methodist running back Traylon Sheed were eligible for the draft. So is North Carolina linebacker Darius Litford. A supplemental draft allows qualified underclassmen who did not request early entry into the regular draft to have a chance at entering the NFL. Teams submit picks and are awarded players if they're bid for which round they would take that player is highest. Teams that lose the corresponding pick in next year's draft, players that are not picked become free agents. So Darius Litford, once again, on that list, along with three other players from around the country. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. We'll have more in an hour, and of course, Archansky will check in next hour as well. 6:25 at WCHL. Good morning.
The Osgood File. This is Charles Osgood. Gambling casinos injected new life into Atlantic City, New Jersey after they became legal there in 1976. But 38 years later, says our CBS News colleague Michelle Miller, there's trouble in the boardwalk empire.
Atlantic City Mayor Don Guardian has only been in office for 6 months, but he's already facing a change years in the making.
Gaming is always going to be important to us.
But it's no longer the center stage.
It's no longer the center stage.
And that's putting it mildly, as we'll hear after this. Go down the pain relief aisle, and you'll see there are a lot of pain relievers out there. But there's a powerful one you may not have heard of, Salonpas Jet Spray. Salonpas Jet Spray is a clear, fast-drying, pain-relieving spray, perfect for sore muscles or joints. It has two active ingredients that give it the strength to work for hours and hours. Look for the blue bottle with the blue cap and spray your way to relief. Salonpas, powerful relief when and where you need it. Use as directed.
Do you have a roadside assistance plan for when your car dies? With most plans, you'll likely pay extra to cover your spouse and kids and for any tows farther than 4 miles. If you want free unlimited distance towing and protection for your family, call 877-GOOD-SAM now. Experience great service and zero hidden costs with Good Sam Roadside Assistance. Annual plans start at just $9 a month for all your vehicles. Call 877-GOOD-SAM and get protected today. Offer valid for first-time buyers only. See member benefit brochure for full details.
It's safe to say, Michelle Miller, that this has not been a banner year for the casinos of Atlantic City.
Since January, three of the town's 12 casinos have either closed or threatened to close. The famed Atlantic Club was the first to fold, and last month, Caesars Entertainment announced that Showboat, one of its four casinos here, would be going out of business.
Everything new seems old again.
Even Revel, the area's newest and most expensive casino, may be out of luck. When the $2.4 billion Glass Palace opened 2 years ago, many dubbed it a game changer. But Revel has filed for bankruptcy twice and could shut its doors next month if it doesn't find a buyer.
When Atlantic City was virtually the only place on the East Coast with gambling casinos, people flocked there from New York and Pennsylvania where it was illegal. That's not true anymore, says Michelle.
In the past decade, dozens of casinos have popped up outside New Jersey's borders.
Pretty discouraging for Pinky Kravitz, who has lived in Atlantic City all his 86 years.
Yeah, absolutely. It's devastating.
For people like Melanie Gillespie, a cocktail waitress at the Showboat Casino for 18 years now.
I feel like it's kind of like a dream right now, like it's not really happening.
Where do they go? What do they do?
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
At Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace Headquarters, we are thrilled with the tremendous response to our hot, fresh coffee. But we need to clarify a few points. Cruiser's brews fresh coffee and discards any that doesn't get enjoyed while fresh. This not-so-fresh coffee is not available for purchase and resale by other coffee shops. Though Cruiser sells coffee shop quality coffee using 100% Arabica beans, we cannot provide the snooty service often associated with coffee shops. And although our taste rate guarantee is a wonderful start, we cannot guarantee that the rest of your day will be perfect. That, my friend, is up to you. Fresh, great-tasting coffee, guaranteed, only at Cruisers. Good to go.
For years, the brokers at Weaver Street Realty were known as the Muddy Boots Land Team. They still call themselves that. They can read surveys. They know septics. They know wells. Whether it's an in-town lot or a 100-acre tract, they will put on their muddy boots and walk land with you through an unmatched level of expertise and service. The Weaver Street team has earned customers for life through repeat business and referrals. They listen with compassion and act with confidence. Stop by on Main Street in Carrboro or check them out at WeaverStreetRealty.com.
Hello, my name is Brian Popp, owner of Landscape Logic and second generation landscaper. At Landscape Logic, we've been taking care of business for over 20 years. If your landscape has got you working overtime, we can help. Spring cleanup, weekly mowing programs, lawn care programs, irrigation startup, repair, and much, much more.
Let the pros at Landscape Logic take care of business and work overtime for you. Landscape Logic, the logical choice for all your landscape needs.
Today is your last chance for a great offer at OurLocalDeal.com from Carolina Air Conditioning Company. It's 72% off. A summer air conditioning checkup valued at $140, available today for only $39. Carolina Air Conditioning has been in the HVAC business since 1947. Their certified specialists will provide you with a 5-star 26-point heating and cooling checkup to ensure you won't be left out in the Carolina heat. It's 72% off from Carolina Air Conditioning Company. And today's your last chance. So buy it now until midnight at OurLocalDeal.com.
Wake up every morning with one of Chapel Hill's leading action adults, Ron Stutz in the Morning News. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Good morning. It is 6:30 at WCHL, 77 degrees in Chapel Hill. And your Chapel Hill Carborough forecast brought to you by Grenville Jewelers. Cloudy all day. Scattered showers with isolated thunderstorms possible this morning. And then numerous showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. And we could get some locally heavy rainfall in the afternoon as well. Our high today about 85 degrees. Chance of rain is 60%. And that will go all the way through tonight. We'll have a low in the upper 60s tonight. Tomorrow, a little better. 20% chance of showers in the morning. And then chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. High tomorrow about 85 degrees. Grimble Jewelers is always there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler. Grimble's on the Elliott Road in the Village Plaza right next to Whole Foods.
Happening where you live, you can find it on 97.9 FM, WCHL's website, chapelboro.com.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. A domestic dispute ends with six people dead after a shooting at a home in Spring, Texas.
Two adults, 39-year-old male and a 33-year-old female. Two juvenile males, a 13-year-old male and a 4-year-old male. Two juvenile females, 9 years old and 7 year old, are all confirmed deceased.
Harris County Deputy Sheriff Thomas Gilliland says one girl was found alive after the gunfire. She did manage to call 911 to warn officers.
We have one 15-year old in very critical condition. She's our own survivor. She suffered a gunshot wound. She was the only clue that we had to the amount of information that we could gather on this suspect.
He held off police for about 3 hours after a short car chase. Then the man left his car, dropped to his knees, and surrendered. He's now in police custody, and there's word that he was upset about an impending divorce. CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
6:32, 77 degrees in Chapel Hill, the beginning of perhaps a rainy day today. High today in the middle 80s. Orange County Sheriff's candidate David Caldwell says he's feeling good about what he calls a history-making election in the upcoming second primary for the office, despite the typical low voter turnout for runoffs. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
The intensity is unbelievable. The amount of people that are involved and more informed has really blown me away.
That's Orange County Sheriff candidate David Caldwell comparing the first six-way Democratic primary for Orange County Sheriff back in May and the runoff election between himself and Charles Blackwood that comes up on July 15th. Nearly 6,000 voters cast ballots in the early voting period leading up to that May primary, which could have determined the next person to take the job since there are no Republicans running. But no clear winner emerged. Blackwood received the most votes at 30%, but 40% was needed to avoid a runoff, and Caldwell was only a little more than 60 votes behind him. Blackwood recently expressed concerns to WCHL that low voter turnout in the runoff could spell trouble for his campaign. Caldwell, however, told WCHL that he was optimistic after 2 days of early voting had been completed, and 481 votes had been cast at the Orange County Board of Elections office in Hillsboro. He said that's actually more than he expected, which is one of the reasons Caldwell said he felt so hopeful.
I think this is going to surprise a lot of people. I don't think it's going to be as low as they think. It's going to be a history-making election.
For another thing, he said, it will mark the first time residents have voted in a new sheriff in 31 years. If elected, Caldwell would be the first African-American Orange County sheriff in a history of the office that dates back to 1752.
Another history-making event that makes this election so important. I think one of the reasons why so many people are excited about it. It's just going to be history-making all around.
Retiring Sheriff Lindy Pendergrass has endorsed Blackwood, who began his career in the Sheriff's Department in 1980 under Sheriff Buck Knight. Caldwell is a lifelong Orange County resident, who's worked for the Carborough Police Department in addition to 22 years with the Sheriff's Department. Between those two jobs, he served in the Army, in Germany, and Grenada. He told WCHL that his love for Orange County is what kept him coming back, and it's what drives him in this race.
Many people in my neighborhood that I grew up with and went to school with, they left Orange County and didn't come back because they felt there was no opportunity, there was nothing here for them, and things of that nature. I'd like to see Orange County being a place where the families did come back and did stay.
The second primary race between Caldwell and Blackwood has been cordial, and the debate has been thoughtful. But there's been a slight controversy over the issue of campaign signs mysteriously disappearing.
I've received several calls from people saying the signs that they had put up were missing and asked if I was going to put any more out or purchase any more. And I just advised that was something that we didn't have control over, and I could spend their money, their donations to my campaign a lot better on things that I could control.
Caldwell has picked up endorsements from former primary opponent Andy Cagle, as well as members of the Chapel Hill Town Council, the Carborough Board of Aldermen, the Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools Board of Education, and the Orange County Board of Commissioners. You can find a link to all of Caldwell's endorsements in this story on our website, chapelborough.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Early voting numbers continued their downward trend on day three, with 141 people casting their ballots for Orange County Sheriff. Blackwood and Caldwell are in that runoff. Two were separated by just more than 60 votes back in the primary on May 6th. Since neither received more than 40% of the vote, second place finisher Caldwell was able to call for the runoff. Only the Board of Elections headquarters is taking votes during this early period because of the historically low turnout for runoffs in general. All 44 precincts will be open on Election Day on Tuesday, July 15th. Polls open each day this week from 9 to 5 and on Saturday from 9 to 1. And on Tuesday, the polls will be open from 6:30 in the morning until 7:30 that night. Orange County Board of Elections is at 208 South Cameron Street in Hillsborough, next to Orange County Financial Services. Law enforcement officers all over North Carolina recently carried out a two-week-long Booze It and Lose It initiative called Operation Firecracker in an effort to keep roadways safe around the July 4th holiday. Operation Firecracker was carried out from June 17th through July 6th by proclamation of the North Carolina Department of Transportation and the Governor's Highway Safety Program. Speaking recently with WCHL, Chapel Hill Police Department Public Information Officer Lieutenant Josh Misimore broke down some of the results in Chapel Hill.
The first week we had 94 charges, 54 for speeding, 4 for DWI, and then for the second week we had 174 charges, 80 for speeding, 12 for seatbelt violations, and 2 for DWI.
Misimore said the DWI numbers may actually be slightly higher than the numbers he provided. He explained that the data he was citing showed only the most serious offenses each individual was charged with, and sometimes, he said, drunk driving didn't make it to the top of the list. During Operation Firecracker, Chapel Hill Police conducted a couple of checkpoints as well as saturation patrols in various sections around town. Governor Pat McCrory has criticized the North Carolina Senate for failing to bridge a budget impasse on education and walking out on education leaders during negotiations. The governor made the comments yesterday during a meeting of his education cabinet. Senate Republicans walked out of a budget meeting after the House asked educators to speak at the meeting. McCrory said that the Senate should be listening to educators and not walking out on them. He said he's disappointed in the Senate and isn't concerned about agitating them, adding that he needs to stand up for North Carolinians. The Senate's budget includes an 11% teacher raise, but makes such cuts in funding for teachers' assistance and to Medicaid to pay for it. McCrory called the raise unrealistic and unsustainable long term. Today marks the one-year anniversary of the legislature's greatly unfavorable bill, SB 353, also known as the Motorcycle Vagina Bill. The Motorcycle Vagina Bill was originally presented to the Senate as a bill that would increase methods of motorcycle safety. However, in reality, the majority of SB 353 was actually dedicated to accessibility of abortion, which made it difficult for women to access sanitary and reliable clinics. Additionally, it prohibited insurance plans, even those under the Affordable Care Act, to pay for abortions, as well as required the presence of a doctor at all times when a patient is given drugs for inducing abortion. Abortion rights advocates in North Carolina say they're in the dark about the new rules required by the year-old law that they fear could effectively shut down many of the state's clinics. The law will require abortion clinics to meet the same standards as outpatient surgical centers. The state has 15 abortion clinics. The only facility that had met the current standards for surgical centers no longer provides abortions. Lawmakers and groups like Planned Parenthood are waiting for the State Department of Health and Human Services to draft new rules, but say they've heard nothing yet on what they will look like. The agency would not comment on what the rules would include, but said it's still working on writing them. The legislature did not set a deadline for when the rules had to be completed. Despite the disapproval of a vast number of North Carolina citizens, the bill was introduced in the middle of the night, which sparked immense controversy over women's rights in the previous session. And we'll have more details on this story coming up in our next newscast. And also, you can get all the details by reading the story on our website at chapelborough.com. The Army Corps of Engineers has awarded a $20 million contract to do beach renourishment work along the Outer Banks. Officials said the work north of Rodanthe and Hatteras Island will help protect a vulnerable stretch of Highway 12, which often suffers washouts during storms. Great Lakes Dredge and Dock Company will use two dredges to speed work of the project, which is scheduled to be finished by the middle of September. The schedule depends on the weather. North Carolina Transportation Secretary Tony Tata says he's happy for the repair work to protect coastal roads in the area. The Federal Highway Administration approved Hurricane Sandy emergency relief funds to pay for the work. John Wayne's heirs are dueling with Duke University over the family's right to market bottles of bourbon branded with the late movie star's nickname, Duke. A federal lawsuit filed last week is the latest salvo in a long-running feud between Duke University and California-based John Wayne Enterprises over who controls the trademark for commercial products featuring the name Duke. The university fired first, opposing a 2005 trademark application filed by the actor's heirs to use the name Duke for a restaurant. The school's lawyers say allowing Wayne Enterprises to use Duke could cause confusion and tarnish the value of the moniker. Wayne's heirs point to the actor's use of the nickname since he was a child. The bourbon bottle features an image of John Wayne holding a rifle with the name Duke emblazoned over it. An advocacy group says thousands of people with autism spectrum disorder and other developmental disabilities have been banned from the voting booth by Los Angeles County courts in violation of federal law. A complaint to be filed today with the U.S. Justice Department by the Disability and Abuse Project says adults with those disabilities, which can include cerebral palsy and Down syndrome, routinely lose the right to vote when challenged in court. The complaint says Los Angeles Superior Court is violating federal voting and disability laws in those cases. It seeks to restore eligibility for adults who have lost the right to vote. WCHL News Time, 641. Today's commentary on the way from Ellie Kinnaird. She says North Carolina needs to catch up with modern technology.
Do you have an eye for the unexpected? Come to the Ackland Art Museum in downtown Chapel Hill this summer and encounter 130 paintings, prints, and drawings in the exhibition called An Eye for the Unexpected, on view through August 31st. You'll be surprised and delighted and have unexpected fun as you browse art on iPads, curate your own mini exhibition, and play music on vinyl records. At the museum store on Franklin Street, see the pottery exhibition Conversations in Clay and take home a piece for your own collection. Admission is free. To learn more, visit Ackland.org.
With healthcare reform, the Affordable Care Act, and insurance mandates in the news, it's no wonder if you're confused. Come back to healthcare that starts with you, a place you can trust. UNC Family Medicine. We've been providing high-quality primary care to the community for over 45 years. Come see us. Make your appointment now at uncfamilymedicine.org. UNC Family Medicine. Caring for the course of your life.
Take the family to Dickie's for a family night or pick up a family pack on your way home because you just don't want to cook. Order online at Dickies.com and we will have it ready for you to take out. With 8 juicy hickory smoked meats, including pulled pork, chicken, ribs, brisket, and more. Add fresh home-style sides and hush puppies and you will have a special night that is tasty and affordable. Dickie's, where kids always eat free on Sunday and everyone gets free ice cream every day. See web for details. Order online today and pick up in Durham off Mount Moriah Road, Crossroads Cary, and downtown Raleigh in the Red Hat Tower.
77 degrees at 643.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is L.A. Kinnaird. We heard about the benefits of 20th century energy, fracking, and offshore drilling. Today I want to tell you about 21st century energy, and it's happening right here in North Carolina. Google announced that it is expanding its data center in Lenoir. As part of that expansion, it will include a renewable energy program that Duke Energy is creating for large customers. Energy sold under the new tariff would come from new sources, either from independent renewable energy developers or projects Duke Energy itself creates. Apple, another of our large electricity users, located in Maiden, North Carolina, said it operates some of the world's most efficient data centers, consuming 50% less energy than typical centers. Apple has installed solar panels at its corporate headquarters and is pushing utilities to offer renewable power options to companies that requested it. They completed a 20-megawatt solar farm next to the center and expect a second 20-megawatt farm to go online late this year. Apple says its renewable facilities in Maiden produce enough energy to power 17,600 homes for a year. Our own Bank of America has dedicated itself to a 10-year, $50 billion business initiative, bringing the company's global goal to $70 billion over the next few years. In 2012 alone, Bank of America provided more than $4.5 billion in a number of innovative transactions under its Environmental Business Initiative, the largest of any financial institution. SAS, a business analytics software and services company in Raleigh, is a leader in investing in solar energy and zero energy usage. They have completed a second solar farm, which will produce an estimated 1.9 million kilowatt hours each year, enough to power more than 175 average-size homes. It has a tracker system that captures up to 25% more energy over fixed systems. A combination of energy efficiency buildings and solar distributive power on every roof would reduce our energy use by 40%. So, which is it going to be? 20th century polluting energy that destroys our beautiful landscape and could pollute our water, or 21st century job-creating clean energy? Do we have vision and bold courage? Are we forward-thinking, or are we stuck in the 20th century? This is Ellie Kinnaird.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Tar Heel Trivia is brought to you by the Omni Homestead Resort.
Rising sophomore tailback TJ Logan was recently named to the Hornig Award watch list for 2014, an award for the most versatile player in college football. Logan showed off that versatility in 2013, rushing for 533 yards in just 9 games, and returning 2 kickoffs for touchdowns, including one in Carol Belk Bowl victory over Cincinnati. Today's Tar Heel trivia question: who was the last Tar Heel to return 2 kickoffs back for touchdowns in the same season like Logan did last year? We'll give you that answer after this 1-minute break. Add adventure to your summer at the Omni Homestead Resort, where you can explore 2,000 scenic acres at one of the nation's premier resorts located in the mountains of Virginia, and receive special savings by booking using the promo code TARHEELS. The homestead features activities for all ages, including golf, an expansive water park, luxury accommodations at the historic hotel, and more. Book your adventure package at homestead.com and enter promo code TARHEELS to enjoy 40% off your room rate with the adventure package. Visit the homestead today.
My name is Carson, and I'm 10 years old. I was just 5 months old when my daddy was taken away by a drunk driver. When I think about my dad, it makes me sad that I never got to know him. It would have been so cool to play basketball with him and for me to just be able to give him a hug. I didn't get to hear him say how much he loved me. I miss my daddy every day. Your plans include alcohol. Please include a non-drinking designated driver. Don't you think every kid deserves to grow up with a daddy?
TJ Logan returned to kickoff for a touchdown last season against Old Dominion and Cincinnati, making him just the second Carolina player ever to run back 2 kickoffs for scores in the same season. Do you know who the only other Tar Heel to run back 2 kickoffs for touchdowns in the same season was? Well, you only have to go back to 2006 and find then-sophomore Brandon Tate, who ran 2 kicks back for TDs for the Heels. Tate ran back kicks against Notre Dame and Duke for touchdowns that season.
Tar Heel Trivia has been brought to you by MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
648 and WCHL will check in with Ram Northam coming up next.
This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know that doubling your homeowner's liability coverage can cost less than $10 a year? Homeowner's liability insurance will not only provide the legal defense costs, but also provide the coverage if you are found liable for an injury on your property. Increasing your homeowner's liability coverage is essential for complete financial protection and may not cost as much as you think. Call my office at 913-1144 to schedule a complete review of your insurance. This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know?
Hello, my name is Brian Popp, owner of Landscape Logic and second generation landscaper. At Landscape Logic, we've been taking care of business for over 20 years. If your landscape has got you working overtime, we can help. Spring cleanup, weekly mowing programs, lawn care programs, irrigation startup, repair, and much, much more.
Taking care of business and working overtime.
Let the pros at Landscape Logic take care of business and work overtime for you. Landscape Logic, the logical choice for all your landscape needs.
Hey, this is Dan Patrick from my friends at the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group. The group recently opened up a new restaurant. It's called Page Road Grill. Great place to meet friends in the middle of the triangle. They got fantastic southern cuisine. They got 20 beers on tap, plenty of parking, but they also offer a full catering menu. And they can handle any and all of your catering needs. They can do a small office event or cocktail party, or they can go big. They've actually catered events for over 1,000 folks. They can provide lunch and dinner buffets with feature menu selections from their award-winning restaurants. Mez, Squids, 411 West, 518 West, or Spanky's. They can also do boxed breakfasts or lunches or elegant dinner parties. And, of course, they offer an incredible selection of hors d'oeuvres and appetizers that will make any gathering a culinary success. There's only one problem they need to address. They don't go out of state, so they can't deliver to my man cave here. PageRoadGrill.com or click on catering. That's PageRoadGrill.com. PageRoadGrill.com.
Morning, it is time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL, and this traffic report is brought to you by the Carolina Inn.
Thank you very much, Ron. 15501 northbound and southbound between Ephesus Church Road and Garrett Road. Through the I-40 interchange, seeing some delays right now. NC-54 eastbound, seeing some delays as well between Barbie Chapel Road and I-40. These are just minor to moderate delays, nothing major on the roadways right now, no accidents and no additional delays. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
Boy, you look good today.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Your freshly pressed shirt and just a nice tie, and just you look really like you're ready to go out and face the day.
I am. I am very much so. And you know, it's funny. I was just talking about that shirt with, I think it was Akiva yesterday.
What shirt?
The shirt you're wearing.
Oh, the shirt I'm wearing. Oh,
yeah.
So now all of a sudden it's on me, on my dress.
Well, we were talking about Marissa had a little, she had a head wrap on, and it had some paisley in it.
Yeah.
And so we were talking about that, and he was saying how you don't see a whole lot of paisley. Uh-huh. And then I said, well, Ron has this excellent paisley shirt. And there you go. That's how that happened.
Well, thank you. So at least you did it in a positive way.
Of course. I loved it.
Okay.
I love that shirt.
Because I've heard a lot of negatives about it.
Oh, well, those negatives can just go away.
I really don't care.
There you go.
I like it, so, you know. And I'm glad you like it, too.
Yeah, exactly.
And well, listen, thanks a bunch.
You bet.
And we'll talk to you later on. And this traffic report has been brought to you by the Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. That's the place. It's one of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Now we're going to turn to your Chapel Hill Carborough weather, and it looks like a really cloudy day. 60% chance of rain all day. Scattered showers with isolated thunderstorms possible this morning. And numerous showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. We could get some really heavy rain today, late in the day. High today about 85 degrees. Tonight, still 60% chance of rain. Again, might have some heavy rain with the overnight low in the upper 60s. Turning now to the celebrity birthday calendar. Got a whole bunch of them today. Former boxer Jake LaMotta is 93 years old today. Writer-producer Earl Hamner Jr., 91 years old today. Former New York City Mayor David Dinkins is 87. Broadway composer Jerry Herman, 83. Actor Lawrence Pressman, 75. Singer Mavis Staples of the Staples Singers, 75 years old today. Let's see here. Tennis Hall of Famer Virginia Wade is 69 today. Actor Ron Glass, 69. Arlo Guthrie, you can get anything you wanted. Alice's Restaurant, 67 years old today. And Bella Fleck, banjo player, 56 years old today, has been in Chapel Hill. Let's see, actor Gail Harold, 45. Actress Sofia Vergara, 42 years old today. She's on Modern Family. Let's see here, actor Thomas Ian Nicholas, 34. Singer-actress Jessica Simpson, 34 years old today. And we have a couple of local celebrities celebrating birthdays. Joanne Sullivan of Chapel Hill has a birthday today. And Mark Limmerman is our birthday winner. Mark gets a $10 gift certificate from the UPS stores, Fordham Boulevard in Metamont, where they love taking care of their customers. Happy birthday, Mark Limmerman, from all of us at WCHL.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Ron Setz, along with Freddie Cogger, and we are so excited excited because Mr. Kiger has an interesting trivia question for you today, as opposed to all the others that might not be so interesting. I'm just kidding.
It's all right. It's all right.
Yeah.
How's it going?
He's always got great stuff for you. Yeah, I'm doing okay. You are?
Yeah, it's good. I mean, it's, you know, it's hot now.
Yeah, no kidding, man. I hate it when it's this hot.
Man,
it's,
but I mean, it's like, you know, back around the 4th, that was unbelievable. I mean, the night of the 4th was just...
It's perfect.
Yeah, and the next, that whole weekend.
Yeah.
But, you know, hey, it's summertime.
Summertime.
And the living is easy.
Yeah, that's right. Summertime.
Catfish are jumping.
And the...
Your daddy's good. No, your daddy's rich.
Your daddy's rich and your mommy's good looking. That's right.
So hush, little baby.
And don't you cry.
That's right. Hey, well, you know what? Speaking of weather, we're going to do something with science.
Science.
And more specifically, clouds.
She blinded me with science.
Clouds. Yes.
I'm ready.
Was a single by.
Clouds?
Yeah, that was the name of the single of by. Ooh. I have a single at home. By David Gates. Of bread.
Oh, man, no wonder I didn't know, because I hate David Gates.
All right. Well, anyway, all right, here comes the question, folks, for our clouds.
I could not stand bread.
They had a few. Make it just, with you was nice.
Milk toast, timid, soft, gentle. Okay, never mind.
Okay, all right. You all right over there?
Yeah, that's it.
Clouds. What type of cloud is a dense, towering, vertical one associated with thunderstones? Thunderstorms and atmospheric instability. What type of cloud is a dense, towering, vertical one associated with thunderstorms and atmospheric instability?
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
The Town of Chapel Hill's July 4th celebration and other special events are coordinated by Wes Tillman. Everything runs smoothly when Wes does it. After it's over, he may look like he's been in a prize fight, but everything went really well.
When we put this event together for the July 4th, it's really a combination of certainly the work that we do here in Parks and Recreation, but also the work at the university and working with those folks at UNC Athletics and UNC Public Safety. And then, of course, our Chapel Hill Fire Department and our Landscape Division over at Parks and Recreation. We all kind of pitch in and have key roles that we play to make this event happen. Because we're using that beautiful stadium over at Kenan, it's a ready-made venue for an event like this. And because we have that infrastructure and that big, nice stadium in place, we just need to make sure we're all in the right place at the right time, got good communications going, and we just click it off and kind of make it happen. But it really is a fun event to do.
Wes Tillman is today's WCHL hometown hero. The 4th of July was a blast.
It is kind of an orchestrated effort. There's a pretty defined plan, but, you know, it is, I guess, a role that I play that I enjoy doing, although, you know, it never hurts to have a curveball or two thrown at you and see how well you can ad-lib when you have to. And I have to tell you that you were there right by my side all night making sure that we looked like we really knew what we were doing.
I know that you love Chapel Hill, and that's why you get so much enjoyment out of your job.
Yeah, you know, Ron, Chapel Hill is a very special place to me. I'm a native to this area. My parents and grandparents both grew up in this area. But Chapel Hill is just a really neat place to be. It's obviously the village atmosphere. It's a very progressive community. It's a community that shares and enjoys that community spirit. And it's a community that you learn to enjoy serving. And celebrating July 4th and reactions that we get from up to 30,000 people in the crowd and the many kind comments that we get from everyone following an event like this, it really just makes all the hard work and the necessary details all worth it.
Wes, now that that's over, what do you like to do in your spare time?
You know, Ron, I've got a couple of things. I love to find water anywhere I can and enjoy maybe a little surfing or kayaking. Here in Chapel Hill, I've learned to enjoy some mountain biking and some other things, but I've just enjoyed downtime, family.
Well, Wes, thank you for doing what you do. It helps Chapel Hill celebrate the way it should.
Thanks so very much.
Wes Tillman, the town of Chapel Hill, today's WCHL hometown here.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
All right, a lot of phone calls coming in this morning. It's amazing. Everybody getting in on this.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Freddie Kiger asking a cloud question this
morning.
What kind of a cloud is a vertical one that...
It's associated with thunderstorms and atmospheric instability.
Yeah.
A thunder cloud.
Well, I was going to say cumulus.
You're so
cumulus.
Close. Cumulonimbus.
Nimbus. Cumulonimbus. Cumulonimbus.
There you go. That's the correct answer. And Eli Jared was the first one to come up with it, and he learned it in class. Thank you so much, Eli, and thanks everybody for calling in this morning. Eli gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers.
Today is your last chance for a great offer at OurLocalDeal.com from Carolina Air Conditioning Company. It's 72% off. A summer air conditioning checkup valued at $140, available today for only $39. Carolina Air Conditioning has been in the HVAC business since 1947. Their certified specialists will provide you with a 5-star, 26-point heating and cooling checkup to ensure you won't be left out in the Carolina heat. It's 72% off from Carolina Air Conditioning Company, and today's your last chance. So buy it now until midnight at OurLocalDeal.com.
7 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
News. I'm Peter King. The meeting was short. There was some common ground in Dallas as the president and Texas Governor Rick Perry discussed the surge of illegal immigrants into the Southwest. Let's go live to the White House. CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
Well, Peter, as the president heads into the second day of his Texas visit, the debate rages on his decision not to visit the border.
This isn't theater. This is a problem. I'm not interested in photo ops. I'm interested in solving a problem.
But in a CBS This Morning interview with correspondent Major Garrett, Texas Governor Rick Perry criticized the border no-show.
That's what leaders do. They show up. They interact. And they see for themselves what's going on.
Now, despite those differences, the president is open to calls from Perry and others to send the National Guard to the border. But, Peter, he views that as a temporary solution.
In the past few minutes, a sudden and new twist to an overnight shooting spree that left 4 children and 2 adults dead in Spring, Texas, near Houston. Law enforcement officials now say all the victims were from the same family, that the gunman was related to somebody inside the house, but the children were not his. Harris County Constable Ron Hickman.
Suspect Ron Haskell came to this location and came in the guise of a FedEx driver wearing a FedEx shirt, gathered up the children that were here, and awaited the arrival of the parents.
Hickman says a 15-year-old girl survived the attack and told